out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Out of your mind? Out of your mind? Out of your mind?
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin. Hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't think the Bible says a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know. They're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Wednesday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, racing at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 p.m. if your ear holes are sucking us in live out east. If it ain't that time, perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24/7, or you've gone and downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes or Stitcher or at crabdiving.com. However, whenever, wherever you are receiving us, we appreciate the, pay for play fuck out of it.
Pay for play.
Why, I wish people would pay us to play.
Right. All we do is play. No
thanks
pay.
For joining us this lovely Wednesday. We're going to be here for the next couple hours, sharpening the e-pitchforks, preparing the e-stockades.
Oh, yes.
Against the real life IRL assholes of the right. Thanks for joining us. Join us on social media and all that shit. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. And God, I listened to some of that fucking confirmation hearing today. Dude, those are so boring. I mean, what can they do to jazz those up?
Some
a
of them,
bit, you know?
Jeff Bosseches was up there.
That was not boring.
They were not pleasant to him. And
see, it makes me sad that Al Franken's not around anymore because he was really good at those.
He
was great.
The Republican sanctimony. Tom Cotton is
a piece
just
of shit.
Loathsome,
right?
Just yeah. A loathsome carbuncle on the left nut of the planet.
Yeah,
such an asshole.
Apologize to carbuncles.
He's really a horrible person, just with his sanctimony. He can't believe the people, way people are talking to her. Oh,
what?
My God.
I can't. What's the point of having a confirmation hearing if you're not allowed to question the people this fucking totalitarian is trying to shove down our fucking throats?
And this is the party that they're saying, oh, I can't believe you're disparaging the wonderful self-sacrificial work that the people in the CIA do. They leave their families. They put their lives in danger. Well, nobody's disputing that, you asshole.
Yeah.
Like one of the Democrats said, it was Kamala Harris. She said, nobody's questioning that. We're questioning whether you are suitable to run this CIA.
Right. Yeah, that's their job. I mean,
no one's questioning the CIA.
Right.
We might point your direction, your gazes, your white guy gazes, Republicans, in the direction of, I don't know, a bunch of fuckwad team treason assholes in the House who are trying to impeach Rosenstein and who are shitting all over the entire FBI and the entire Intelligence Committee. And you're squealing,
right?
Oh, you're being nasty to the Intelligence Committee.
Oh, you fucking rich white guy victim. Shove it up your fucking ass. Hey, I have a question. What is going to happen when Mueller whips out his pants and unveils a bunch of fucking evidence of collusion, but the House Intelligence Committee said there was none? Are they going to look stupid?
Did you see even the head of the Senate Intel Committee?
No.
Republican.
Boy.
There. Let me see if I can find the story. He basically said, well, you know, that report's bullshit.
Oh, really?
that his own people came out with. He's like, Well, you know, they didn't base it on a lot of facts or something like that.
God, guys, doesn't anybody give a fucking shit? I mean, this is important, you know?
Republicans don't seem to care.
They don't fucking care. I mean, if Trump was a progressive candidate, which I don't know how that would ever happen. But I feel like the progressives would want to know what the fuck was going on. And they wouldn't fucking tolerate this shit.
Well, right. And one would think they would care about Uncle Nipples.
Oh, yeah.
Leaping, like running naked through a field with daisies in his hair through our fucking electoral process.
You remember how Obama stared down Putin?
Yeah.
What happened to that? We don't have that
anymore.
Well,
now it's a loving gaze.
Yes. Let's make out.
I'm looking dreamily into his eyes, just like George Bush did.
Is it true that Mueller found evidence that Trump made it to third base with Vlad? Our country did.
A few cummy nose hairs.
Ooh.
I don't know what that means.
Jeez, you know what that means.
Forensic.
Yes.
You know, they're examining it. They're luminoling his nose hairs.
Call in Dexter.
There's a lot going on. Let's spin the wheel and pick one. What is the headline gonna be? Because there's so much shit-tastic stuff going on right now.
Crap-tastic even.
Let's see what's going on in the headlines.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News studios, deep within the Crab Diving Bunker.
So goddamn deep!
Pensacola, Florida. Dateline, May 9th, 2018.
The year of our Lord!
These are your headlines.
Yeah.
I really like these Dasani, but man.
They make you burp.
Yeah, burp-tastic when you're trying to put on a show and stuff.
Yeah.
Over to the commie pinko liberal.
It bait.
HuffPost. Ryan mentioned earlier, the nomination hearing of Gina Haspel to head up the CIA. Interestingly enough, she never used the.
What do you mean?
I don't know why that matters to me, but I noticed that every time she mentioned CIA today, she said CIA, not the CIA.
Is she British?
I don't know if that was. I don't know if it means anything.
Right. I don't know. I have no,
because
I
grammatically
never thought about
the
it.
Makes sense. The Central Intelligence Agency. Right. Right. I mean. But she said, I've been working at CIA for this many years. And when CIA does this around the world and when CIA does that, it's like, well, okay.
It sounds weird.
It's like she's like it's a person.
Yes.
Haspel dodge on morality of torture is the headline over at the HuffPost.
Yes.
Gina Haspel, President Donald Trump's pick to lead the CIA, told lawmakers on Wednesday she would not restart the agency's defunct torture program.
Okay.
If she's confirmed to head the CIA, but she refused to weigh in on the morality of the program.
Gosh. Don't we deserve an answer on that? I mean,
asked several times whether she thought the so-called enhanced interrogation techniques used by the CIA on terrorism suspects in the aftermath of the September 11th attacks, were they moral? She dodged the question.
Wow.
She claimed the CIA's interrogation program was legal at the time.
Right.
And she now supports, said she now supports limiting interrogation techniques to the ones outlined in the U.S. Army field manuals, which means no waterboarding for you.
No waterboarding for you.
Well, she says now, I support the higher moral standard we have decided to hold ourselves to.
What the fuck? See, that's not clear.
But like one of the senators said, well, where was that moral line back then?
Yeah.
Like if you say now that, well, you know that we should be held to a higher moral standard. Where was that higher moral standard back when you were waterboarding KSM 70 some times?
And what higher moral standard will we have, say, next year? when Trump makes, what happens when we have another terrorist attack? Say we have another 9/11 and then people lose their fucking minds and we're going to go, we're going to reopen this torture program. I guarantee you we would. Trump would make the case for it. And then this Gina Haspel or what's her name?
Haspel.
Haspel will say, well, you know, we changed now. We changed.
Well, yeah, those were our moral standards then. Now our moral standards are we shoot Muslims. Now our moral standards are that we throw gay people off the top of a roof. You know what I mean? It's situational. Well, that's what we did then. That can't be your argument.
Yeah.
Well, it seemed okay at the time.
This sucks. There's nothing about this is great because the argument for people voting for her is that Trump will send someone worse. That's the argument.
Well, that's my argument for her. Yeah. I would rather see someone like her. At least she's a career spook who's been in it and through several administrations. And I think I don't think her loyalties lie only with the orange shitmeister. And that's what he would put in there if he had his druthers. And at least let's have somebody in there. Arguably. The only thing holding the country together is the FBI head and this and a couple of these other, even Sessions, who recused himself and didn't follow Trump's absolute every order. But if you get somebody in who's just going to do that and just say yes, Mr. Trump, and do it
right, I don't know why she. I guess she won't.
Then
I mean, I guess she won't. But also, I mean, we do have to. I mean, to me, it's crazy that this is different than any other president. If you think about who he appoints and who he nominates and shit. What's going on out the window?
Full scale bathing.
Oh, OK.
Of a blue jay. Mm-hmm. It's a little distracting. I looked over. There's a bird rolling around in the water. Right. Like, oh, my God, he's drowning.
Yeah, yeah. It's just a different time because none of his appointments are good. They all lie. They all cheat. And so I kind of feel like, so we're just supposed to believe this person won't. Why? She was in charge of the fucking torture program during Bush. That's evil.
Which is why she's,
vote for her?
Which is why she's, you know, probably going to have people vote against her.
Good. The Democrats should.
She'll surely make it. I'm sure Manchin will probably vote for her. He already gave her a back rub just about when he questioned her. So I'm sure she'll make it. It'll be a little tough. And there's stuff they're having they're probably done now, but they had the on telly. They had the open questioning and then they had the closed session where she could talk about all the classified stuff that she can't talk about Feinstein seemed to be the most disturbed by her, although I think Rand Paul was also a little dickish.
I mean, you know, I don't know. I know the voting no if you're a Democrat really doesn't fucking matter because she's gonna, you know, she'll get in anyway, but to the rest of the fucking planet. To the rest of the fucking planet, can it at least look that some people in the government give a fuck? Can it? You know, I don't know why the fuck we would want anyone that was associated with the Bush administration in running the CIA. I think that's insane. I think that's nuts. Because I don't know how she feels about torture after that hearing. Do you? You don't, because her question was weird. Her answer was convoluted. Do you understand? Do you feel like you understand where she... I mean, she said... I mean, that answer is strange, right?
I think she's probably okay with it, but she is... will follow the law.
I tell you what, there should be an accounting. If you vote for any of these fucking guys Trump puts up, there should be an accounting at the end of this goddamn shitstorm of a fucking administration because you're propping this motherfucker up.
She did say, I don't believe that torture works, which seems to be the consensus. But then there was a but.
Yeah.
That they obtained valuable information through the interrogations at the time, but she said we really don't have any way of knowing if it was the result of the enhanced interrogations or if it was
right.
just the fact that they were going to talk anyway. Yeah, it's been kind of shown that torture doesn't work. They'll tell you after a while what you want to hear, yeah. or what they think you want to hear, and they still might lie.
Yeah, but our president doesn't believe that. And our president is going to tell the CIA, if something bad happens and they capture some terrorist, he's going to say, torture him or her. And what's she going to do?
Senator Jim Risch of Idaho said, I think she shares my view and everyone's view here that it is immoral. So apparently the Republicans are satisfied.
Oh, boy. Great. Wonderful. The Republicans are satisfied with someone's morality. Oh, wow. And let's How not forget, impressive.
Let's not forget our commander-in-chief who said, if I'm president, I'll bring back waterboarding and much worse.
So, like...
Remember that? He said that. I'll bring it back and worse. Now, he can't because it's a law. So he can't wave his tiny little miniaturized pens
right.
that they hand him. So it's like, oh, your hands are so big.
Is that true? Do they have tiny pens they give him?
Golf pens that they hand him.
I bet they do. I bet that's not crazy.
Don't give me those ones that black man use. They're too big and black. They make my hand look small.
Is that why they got... That's why he wanted the Oval Office redone. I mean, they always do. They always get it redecorated. But he's like, I really got to get rid of all the furniture.
Smaller handles on everything.
Oh, my God. I just,
get the black fingerprints off. Yeah. I have no doubt. They probably brought an exorcist in there to get rid of all the Kenyan magic.
It's insane. It's insane we would bring back anybody from the Bush era to run the CIA. Actually,
that story
nuts.
Was out there, by the way, that fake news story that Melania brought in an exorcist to the White House. That was out there
fake.
For a while.
That was fake?
Yes, that was fake.
That's not, I mean, okay. I mean,
I can't imagine Melania caring one way or the other.
Yes, I can believe that. They're crazy, dude. He had his hands enlarged in pictures.
Well, that's him.
Yeah.
I don't know that
she's nuts.
As crazy. I think she just wanted to live her life, and then she got dragged into all this bullshit.
Right.
I hope she's... I hope if there's any contractual obligations that she renegotiated. I hope she got out of the horrible deal she made, like we got out of the Iran deal.
Yeah. I'm not worried about Melania. She'll be all right.
Well, yeah, she's quite the advocate for cyberbullying.
Out of everybody that's going to get fucked up because of his totalitarian fucking presidency,
yeah, she'll be okay.
She's going to be just fine.
It'd be great to see one or two of those kids go to jail, or all three would be spec-fucking-tastic.
Oh, yes.
So that's the headline over at the HuffPo.
Yay.
Trump's pick for the CIA director won't say torture program was morally wrong.
But we're going to have Democrats still fucking vote for her. Oh, my fucking God. That infuriates me. That's wrong.
Over to the Drudge Report. Let's see what the Drudgies aren't thinking. I got another story about Matt Drudge. Headline says North Korea releases American prisoners. Trump to greet at 2 a.m. God, I wonder how they're going to. They'll probably wake him up early, right?
Hey, Donald, do these people a favor. They just got out of whatever their horrible fucking situation. Have somebody else meet them. You know what I mean?
It's a Daily Mail story from the Drudge Report. Trump says three Americans imprisoned in North Korea are on their way to the U.S. with Mike Pompeo after face-to-face talks ahead of the nuclear summit.
Yes.
Trump will personally greet them at 2 a.m. when they arrive with Pompeo at Joint Base Andrews in Maryland.
Right.
Pompeo was in Pyongyang for planned meetings. Trump aims to sit down with dictator Kim Jong-un to negotiate the dismantling. Today said, within 3 days, we're going to let you know. We're going to tell you where within 3 days. We're finalizing everything within 3 days.
Do you think Trump wants to get everything fixed up and have a treaty or whatever they're going to do with North Korea? I don't know. improve relations so he can start a war in the Middle East and doesn't he won't have to worry about anything happening in North Korea?
I don't know.
I think it's crazy to think he's not going to start a war. It's nuts. He hired John Bolton and fucking Pompeo as the Secretary of State. We're nuts to think that's not going to happen.
The President Trump thanked Kim Jong-un for freeing the three Americans imprisoned. I appreciate Kim Jong-un for doing this, he said.
Good God.
At a cabinet meeting.
Why do you think the guy?
They had a, reporters yelled a few questions. He picked one or two that he liked, of course, but he sat there with his arms folded, the angry face. He's just so mad about every question that gets asked him.
Fake news. It's fake. You're fake news.
So there you go. The prisoners in North Korea being released ahead of these talks.
You know, speaking of his mood, Trump, I'm reading this story in CNN about, like, you know, he threatened some offhanded remark about press credentials. He wants to get rid of people's press credentials that they're
right.
They
yeah,
fake
I got that
news.
Story coming up. Yeah.
But he equates fake news with negative news. So anything negative is fake.
Right. Right. Yeah, that's what...
Is he a child?
If you go to our Facebook, go to facebook.com/crabdiving or go to our Twitter feed at crabdiving. Did I the tweet? Or no, I put the story about how like a true fascist piece of crap, the Orange Snowflake in Chief says negative coverage of him is fake news.
What's wrong with him?
And he wants to punish the media for printing the truth. And then I said, great job, GOP, for picking this scumbag. Oh, yes. Yeah, Trump comes out and calls all negative reports fake and wants to punish the media companies for doing it. He wants to, you know, in other countries, they take away their licenses or something like that, he said.
Yeah.
It's a tweet.
His credentials.
The fake news is working overtime. Just reported that despite the tremendous success we're having in the economy and all things else, 91% of network news about me is negative. Fake. Parentheses. Fake. Why do we work so hard working with the media when it is corrupt? Take away credentials? Question mark.
God damn.
Fake. So yeah, 91% of network news about me is negative. Parentheses. Fake. There you go.
Don't you know if you're going to be president that people are going to write negative things about you, even if you're beloved? Even if people love the shit out of you, there's going to be negative shit.
But he does everything right. Anytime they ask him, how would you grade yourself? A plus.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
A plus. Honestly, I have to give myself an A plus.
What did his parents do to him? What was done to this guy?
Never talked to him?
Yeah, yeah.
Something?
What the fuck?
Let's see what else is going on. I was looking for that. Let me see. Where's that other story? Thanks for joining us, by the way, everybody. Danke. Don't forget, if you want to help us out here at Screaming Liberal Media, we don't bombard your ear holes with any advertisements or anything. If you want to help us out, you can buy shit through our Amazon hole. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Whatever you buy, we get a little nibble, a little dribble, a little taste.
Yay, we get paid.
Doesn't cost you fuck all. Drudge Report, that's what I was looking for.
Right.
They're eating their own over there on the right. It's a,
yummy.
It's, if the country wasn't going down with it, it would be blissful to watch.
Yeah, yeah.
as they just did, as the ethics-free vipers on the right destroy each other. Now they're pissy at Drudge.
Oh, no.
The Trumpists, the Trumpalos, Trump cult, Cult 45, whatever you want to call them.
Cult 45. That's got to exist as like a band name or something.
Are upset pants at Matt Drudge now.
Oh, no.
Because how dare he tweet something? He never tweets, by the way. And he always I think he deletes them after they're up for a day or two. So he's got like one tweet. If you go to Matt Drudge's Twitter feed, it's like he's got one tweet or two.
But like, how could anyone on the right ever hate Matt Drudge? Matt Drudge brought down a Clinton. Well, he didn't bring him down, but you know, the whole Monica Lewinsky thing with the dress, the whole thing. I mean, doesn't that buy him like eternal credit with the conservatives?
And anyone who has any dirt on any Trump administration official, please feel free to turn us into the next Drudge Report.
Oh,
we would be happy to hang a jizzy anything in our window and say, ooh, look at this.
Right. I don't know if the birds would like
not
it.
If it's our, you know, I mean, it's not that it's our, it's somebody else. It's,
oh yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
I fear the future result of Trump's crusade. This is from Matt Drudge.
Perfect.
I fear the future result of Trump's crusade on, quote, fake news will be licensing of all reporters. Parentheses, Dems already floated this in the Senate pre-Trump. I'll have to check that.
Bullshit.
Does he mean like in the 1870s when the Democrats... Yeah. Were the current Republicans and right. pro-slavery and everything? Yeah. Then he says, the mop-up on this issue is going to be excruciating.
Oh, man. What does that mean? The mop-up
he
is...
thinks that, yeah, he thinks that Trump talking about saying fake news, everybody that says anything bad about him is fake news. He's worried about now licensing reporters. I think they should be a reporter's license.
Oh, fuck.
I think you have to go through me. Right. I approve of you.
Fuck you.
But the right wing Trumpists are losing their minds on Matt Drudge. How dare he say anything against the great leader?
Oh, my God. I mean, maybe before Trump, maybe it was discussed, like, how do you deal with press credentials for somebody like Breitbart or InfoWars or WND or one of those shit websites, you know, where it's just like hate speak and racism and stuff.
They've got some tweets in the story. One says, it's these news agencies claiming to have credible anonymous sources, but then only spewing out obstruction towards POTUS. Hashtag MAGA.
Fuck you. God.
The reason they're anonymous is because they're people in the White House. Probably a lot of it is Trump himself.
Yes.
This is John Barron calling.
Or he's calling his shitty fucking friends at Mar-a-Lago, right?
Hey, everyone. David Dennison on the line. I've got some news for
you
about
the
president.
Names?
That's his Stormy Daniels fake name.
God. Oh, that's right.
Daniel? No, David Dennison. Another tweet says, not Trump's fault. If propagandists had better ethics and values, perhaps your profession, in quotes, wouldn't be in this mess. Don't blame the patient for malpractice. Blame the doctor.
Oh, my God.
Now, this is the, and how many times do they literally
who's the doctor?
Play a clip? Media Matters literally plays clips of what all of these assholes say, and they scream and bitch that Media Matters is fake news. It's a tape of you!
And the thing is, when you play, I mean, we play clips of fucking Trump all the time, and they're amazing.
I guess, we're fake news.
They're astounding. I mean, these people say crazy shit, and all you got to do is play it.
Oh, really? Look at my African-American over here. Look at him.
What do you say about that after you play it? Other than, God, that's insane. That sounds racist. That's fucked up.
That's fake news.
There's not a lot to it. The thing is, there's not a lot to interpret, though. It's just crazy, right?
Yeah.
So there's nothing fake about any of this. He says crazy shit and people talk about it.
And we'll get trolls every once in a while that'll respond. We'll say, Trump pulled out of the Iran deal today. Fake news!
Right. I thought you were going to say Benghazi.
It's like, what are you talking about? No, it's not fake news. Just because you don't like our interpretation of it, that we don't like the fact that Trump's going to start fucking World War III on one side of the planet or the other.
There's weird reactions to Trump, you know, because Trump is crazy. He says insane shit. There's the reaction where what we're talking about, fake news. They don't believe it because they think it's deep state or they just don't believe it, even though he says it. There's also the reaction of you don't understand what he means when he says it.
Oh, yeah. He's apparently speaking in Trump tongue.
Yeah, it's 3D chess or some deeper meaning. I don't know. Or, and I see, that's crazier. That's crazy.
Trump is so far ahead of you, you don't understand what he's even saying. Kafifi.
Yeah, Kafifi. God. Or like the worst to me is like these, I don't know, these moderate progressives, which I meet in Florida a lot. They're like, I just don't watch anymore. I don't watch.
Well, it's exhausting.
Because it's depressing. And I'm like, wrong answer, motherfucker. Wrong answer. You better watch, fuckhead.
Better fucking, you don't have to watch. You better fucking get out and vote the right way, though, when the time comes.
Not if you're a Republican. Please stay home. You guys showed up last time. Look what happened. Thank you.
Here's somebody who says to Drudge, press did it to itself. You knowingly linked to fake news daily. You should fear.
Oh, my God.
This person says, you're never Trump is showing, Matt. This one says, you suck, Drudge. What happened to you?
God damn. Yeah, I mean, I don't understand it either, Drudge. Why don't you just get on board with Trump? What the fuck do you fucking care? Aren't you garbage anyway? I mean, Drudge is garbage. Why not link to Trump? Why not suck Trump's dick? I don't get it.
Don't ask me. What do they consider the fake news that Drudge is linking to?
Yeah. Yeah, you know, that is fascinating. These Republicans that can't get behind Trump, I don't understand. He's doing everything you caterwauled about, everything you want. He's racist. He's going after, reproductive rights. He's going after immigration shit. He wants to bomb the fuck out of people. What about Donald Trump don't you like? Because it seems like you would love him.
Those are your headlines, et cetera.
God, I can't get over this. The bar is so fucking low where we are right now. Somebody like Gina Haspel that ran the torture program under Bush is a reasonable choice. That is fucked up. That's fucked.
This story is hilarious because this is just typical. This is Trump. This is another one. Remember, it took what, all of 10 minutes for Scott Brown to embarrass us as our ambassador to New Zealand. How do you fuck up being ambassador to New Zealand?
See what I mean? It's like that guy, Ben Carr, everybody he's appointed.
Wait.
Is this crazier?
Yeah, this guy beats Scott Brown's record for speed, at least.
Wait a second.
This is the guy who literally.
Yeah.
The new ambassador to Germany, his first day of the job, has offended and pissed off the Germans.
Wait, I thought Scott Brown was New Zealand.
That was this other guy.
Oh, this
Richard Grinnell.
Okay.
Just a few days ago, confirmed as our new ambassador to Germany.
What did he do?
The new ambassador to Germany upset his host country's business and political leaders on his first day of the job.
Did he make a Nazi joke?
Within hours of assuming his post on Tuesday.
Assume this post.
Richard Grinnell set an aggressive tone for diplomacy in the U.S. allied country by tweeting a threatening message to German businesses following shitbag's decision to leave the Iran deal.
Oh, wow.
So this is, again, sending these people out that are the lowest, most gigantic assholes that we have.
Right.
The obnoxious, vile, entitled, cuntbag American. The epitome of that. And that's what we've got. That's what we're sending out. Scott fucking Brown staring at women's tits drunk at an event.
What did he do?
In New Zealand.
He was ogling someone. He was ogling.
Yeah,
ogling?
Right.
Ogling?
And then telling people, you can't tell me to shut up.
Quit staring at my tits!
You can't tell me to keep quiet. I'm the ambassador of the United States, you fuck. You know that's what was going on.
Right. Oh, yeah.
And this guy. So this guy tweets out, as at Real Donald Trump said, U.S. sanctions will target critical sectors of Iran's economy. German companies doing business in Iran should wind down operations immediately.
But
Germany has said they are staying with the deal.
Oh, my God. So, like, how do you...
So this is what we talked about yesterday.
Yeah.
Are we going to threaten our friends that they had better not... We're going to slap sanctions on you, too, if you deal with Iran?
Right. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I would, I guess, why would we, right? I mean, that's what this signals. Now we're going to go after countries that do business with Iran, who are engaged in the deal that we came up with.
German companies doing business in Iran should wind down operations immediately. This is America telling German companies, you better wind down immediately.
God, I mean, this really makes that Scott Brown staring at people's tits look not as bad.
Andrea Nahles, the leader of Germany's Social Democratic Party.
Hold on!
According to German broadcaster Deutsche Welle.
Nine.
says, it's not up to me to teach the U.S. ambassador how to be diplomatic. But he does seem to need a bit of tutoring.
He needs a bit of tutoring.
Yeah, it's not up to me to teach the U.S. ambassador how to be diplomatic on day fucking one. He offends them.
You know, I think someone needs to get all these people together appointed by Schittler and say, listen, we're going to put a moratorium on talking for you guys and tweeting and writing and communicating. In fact, we're going to lock you in a closet and leave you there.
What an embarrassment. I mean, it's just the world hates us to begin with a lot of good reason in a lot of places. And to just say, fuck it, we're just going to unleash our inner asshole
upon the
world. We don't care.
Yeah, I mean, you think about, like, leaving the deal, what it means for us, what it means for Iran. You know, you don't think about the other countries involved that are doing business with them. Yeah, right. Are they just supposed to quit doing business because our wacko president wants to?
Wolfgang Ischinger.
Oh, yes.
Chairman of the Munich Security Conference, former German ambassador to the United States, tweeted, Rick,
yes.
My advice, after a long ambassadorial career, explain your own country's policies and lobby the host country, but never tell the host country what to do if you want to stay out of trouble. Germans are eager to listen, but they will resent instructions.
And going to Twitter is like, I mean, why would you go to Twitter? Why would you go to Twitter to make your case? It's kind of disrespectful, right? Why wouldn't you just talk to them?
Well, yeah.
Why do you want to address the German people? That's the job of the German government, right? Can't have American officials going over there. Hey, guys, you know, I don't know.
All right, the Americans are here. You better fucking listen to us.
The Americans are here. Time to get raped. We're all creepy.
Grinnell defended his comments, of course. He's a Trump administration
double down person. Double fucking down.
He said he used the exact language sent out from the White House talking points and fact sheet. Well, yeah, okay. That talking points and fact sheet probably was for you.
Right. Not for Twitter, right? It's gross. It's vulgar. I mean, Barack Obama never fucking tweeted, right? Rarely.
Grinnell is a Republican, close political ally of Trump, former Fox News commentator. Oh,
shut up. Shut the fuck up. Fox News.
And worked with, wait for it, incoming National Security Advisor John Bolton.
God, possibly disgusting.
The most spectacular asshole we've ever put forward on the international stage, John Bolton.
I don't understand how we are supposed to function with these dickheads in positions of leadership.
We'll figure this one out. With his confirmation, Grinnell became one of the most prominent openly gay Trump appointees.
Okay. Wow. So, like, How are you a gay man working for the Republican Party?
That's the main question.
I don't understand that. They don't like you.
The vice president would love to convert you in some way.
I didn't even think about that. You're working for an administration with Pence. He hates you. He fucking hates you.
Elements of Grinnell's past, including derogatory comments about women, made him a controversial pick. Grinnell has a history of stirring controversy on social media. The Senate vote was initially delayed after several Democrats voiced concern about his reputation for launching sexist attacks through his Twitter account and disparaging women in media and politics.
See what I mean? Like, see, this sucks. Got all these people that you just have to confirm. You know, you can't do anything with these people this dickhead appoints, but voice opposition. And what did everybody say? We're concerned about him. He's going to say something stupid. And right. He did.
Day one.
Don't roll over for this fucking person to direct the CIA. Don't roll over and vote for him just because. Fuck that. You shouldn't have voted for Pompeo. God, what a nightmare.
You'll be shocked to learn that there are some assholes on Fox News saying, well, you know, I hope she does bring back waterboarding.
Well, hey, listen, your hopes might be realized. I'm not satisfied that she won't. That she didn't say she didn't say she was morally opposed to it. So what happens when the rules change? Because that's how the Republicans operate. They say one thing, they do another, and they justify it.
As CIA director nominee Gina Haspel prepared for her confirmation hearing, the Weekly Standard's Steve Hayes, who has authored a sympathetic biography of former Vice President Dick Cheney. A sympathetic.
Wow.
Voldemort really wasn't that bad of a dude.
Wow, this guy must be a fucking genius. How'd he make Dick Cheney sympathetic? He's not even human.
He was on Fox's America's Newsroom.
Do you remember that funny story about Dick Cheney? He went hunting with that guy, and what happened? Oh, he shot him in the face. He just, you know, it was an accident, apparently. I don't know. I don't know how it happened. Nobody knows how it happened. It was just an accident. He shot a guy in the face.
So he was on Fox News' America's Newsroom with host Bill Hemmer.
Yay.
Do you want to hear a little
bit? Yeah.
Here's this guy basically saying, this is a guy who wrote a long, slow hand job of a bio on Dick Cheney.
How?
The architect of the Iraq War.
He's evil. He lied.
Haspel strikes me as a person who's about to make a serious impression on the senators and the rest of the American people. What do you think, Steve?
Well, I think the big question is whether she's able to convey who she is to these senators under intense questioning in the same manner that she's managed to create a reputation at the CIA and elsewhere in the intelligence community over her long career. I mean, one of the reasons that Mike Pompeo was able to win over the bureaucracy at the CIA when he took that job in a particularly difficult time for somebody like Mike Pompeo to win over the bureaucracy was his choice of Gina Haspel as his number two.
He goes on to say,
with regard to the more controversial issues here, here is about what she's going to say in her opening statement, quoting now. I can offer you my personal commitment clearly and without reservation that under my leadership, CIA will not restart such a detention interrogation program, end quotes. The questions will follow, but that's her position, Steve. How does that not go through?
Yeah, I mean, I think the question is whether these red state Democrats who want to make this a debate about Bush era enhanced interrogation programs will accept that.
They want to make it about Bush era. And at one point, even Gina Haspel said, well, you know, that was 17 years ago.
God.
You mean like wasn't Benghazi like 10 years ago? Right.
The hypocrisy. It's just like you choke on the hypocrisy, you know. It's like, fuck it. You're supposed to
red state okay. Democrats who want to make this a debate about Bush era enhanced interrogation programs will accept that. I suspect that they will not, and they'll try to make this a bigger issue. But there's very little wiggle room there. There's very little ambiguity in what she's saying there. I, for one, would like there to be a detention and interrogation program. Now, we can have a debate about whether it should include some of the enhanced interrogation techniques that were used. But one of the problems under the Obama administration is that there was no serious detention and interrogation program for the jihadist leaders that we captured.
It's utterly not true. Were there no more secret black sites where they were waterboarding and torturing? Yeah. Yes, we did not do that.
I mean, we can't look like this to the rest of the world.
According to this Republican person who loves him some Cheney.
That's why this person is a problem. And that's why we need people to vote against her, even if it doesn't fucking matter.
Detention and interrogation program for the jihadist leaders that we captured. I think we gave up a lot of information by not having one. I hope she'll talk about interrogations more broadly, even if she doesn't want to get into enhanced interrogation.
Great stuff. Thank you, Steve.
Great stuff, Steve. We're all hard here. Can't wait to shoot one off during the commercial break.
Our country is disgusting right now. I mean, this person, he's saying... What if your son was being tortured? You know, I mean,
what if you found out one of your agents is being waterboarded? How does that make you feel?
Isn't that kind of the issue? Like, if we have a spy that's caught, we want them treated humanely, right? If we have someone, a prisoner of another country, we don't want them tortured.
Right.
So we can't torture people.
Well, ethics-free version is, well, they're doing it. We're just being bad. They're chopping people's heads off right there on the video and stuff.
Well, I mean,
we're supposed to be better than that. Right. That's why.
We're not.
Right.
We are not better than that. That this person, that Gina Haspel, is even being nominated. That fucking Pompeo is our Joe Pompeo is our fucking secretary. Mike Pompeo is our secretary of state.
Somewhere, some guy named Joe Pompeo. Yeah, I was like, what the fuck did I do?
I'm just an asshole. But they're like, we're not better. John Bolton's in the White House. Trump is in the White House.
Yeah.
Our country is shit right now. And we're monsters. And
can I get a hallelujah?
Yeah. She shouldn't have been nominated. She shouldn't be anywhere near this. I mean, why do you think Dianne Feinstein's so fucking disturbed?
Right.
You know, Joe Manchin, fuck you. You know, you're a shitty Democrat. God.
The person over at Fox News that I think really has some pictures of Rupert Murdoch having sex with, multiple men.
Yes.
Or something.
Multiple.
The only reason he's got the job over there, I don't get it. Shep Smith, the voice of reason over at Fox News. But it's always funny to read the comments on some of the stories because... especially like over at the Breitbart or something, they'll mention Shep Smith and they hate him. He should be on MSDNC.
Why? Oh my God.
He's got no reason being over there. He's a big lib.
Yeah.
Smith tells the kind of the truth.
Right. And listen, Shep, I worry about you. Why don't you leave Fox? It's got to suck.
The former undercover agent faced tough questions about her role in a CIA black site in Thailand, where interrogators used waterboarding and other torture methods following the attacks of 9/11. Lawmakers also grilled Gina Haspel about her knowledge of why the CIA shredded dozens of videotapes showing agents using torture. Haspel said the recording showed the faces of undercover spies, and that put their lives at risk. A lot of details about the CIA's now outlawed interrogation program remain classified. Waterboarding is torture and is not permitted under Army Field Manual guidelines. Torture is illegal under international law. The Supreme Court noted in 2004 that the United States has a historical record of regarding waterboarding as a war crime and has prosecuted individuals for such practice in the past.
Ashcroft, though, was like, nah, I think it's cool.
Yeah. She couldn't give a clear answer on whether torture was bad, if waterboarding was bad. She couldn't give a good answer. That sucks.
Is it moral? Kamala Harris asked her, and she kept saying, you didn't answer the question.
She couldn't answer it.
Well, Senator, you know, at the time we... No, it's a yes or no. Do you believe that waterboarding is immoral?
So what is the rest of the world looks at that and they say, America's fine with it. America is fine with torture. That's what her nomination says.
Add it to the pile.
It's disgusting.
Let's see. We can get right into this. This is quite amazing. All this shit that's going on with Cohen last night.
Oh, my God,
the
dude.
Big news, the bombshell.
Yay.
Michael Avenatti, and he's still being coquettish and coy over exactly how he got hold of this info.
Yes.
But
to the president,
Stormy
of
Daniels' lawyer, her barrister,
Avenatti, a barrister.
Michael Avenatti.
Right.
Had released a memo or something with...
Yes.
And they found out, NBC, and I think the New York Times then ended up corroborating this. Somehow they were able to corroborate these financial transactions.
Oh, okay. I mean,
it all has to do with this fake... company or
right.
this shell company that Cohen set up to pay hush money to women that touched the orange pee-pee or allegedly to this other guy, this Broidy guy, which
the orange pee-pee.
But Avenatti is also laying the hints that
ooh, yes.
that this $1.4 million I think that was paid to a woman to shut the fuck up about her affair and her abortion from that affair.
Oh my God.
Were this I think his name's Elliot Broidy guy, but then Avenatti makes it sound like that doesn't make sense. That this could be this Broidy guy taking the hit for Trump.
Oh wow. So Broidy got paid off to say that's his baby that was aborted?
I guess. I don't know. So Avenatti comes out with this these financial transactions from these companies,
right,
that put big fucking money into this, what is it, Essential, do I have it, the name of
some
that company
fund?
Essential Consulting or something, like Essential Consultants LLC,
right.
One of them is from, AT&T. AT&T paid Cohen's company.
Right.
$200,000 in
okay.
like four installments.
Yes. That's a lot of money.
Claimed that they were paying him for insights into the administration.
Hold on a second.
Now, side note, AT&T is lobbying to have a merger with Time Warner approved.
Yeah, okay.
To turn them into an even bigger Uber conglomerate Skynet deal.
But $200,000 for AT&T isn't anything, right?
Not to them. There's a company called Columbus Nova. This is the really interesting one because this is an investment firm that paid the LLC $500,000.
Bam! Pay me, baby.
That's
a lot. That's a good chunk.
Columbus Nova has close ties to Russian billionaire oligarch Viktor Vekselberg.
Ooh. Okay. So right.
The company says it's a consulting fee.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, we're supposed to believe anything that comes out of Schindler's mouth. Do you know what I mean? This is all so fucking dirty. And why is a Russian oligarch?
7-page document prepared by Michael Avenatti says Cohen's company also received money from Korea Aerospace Industries. The company told Bloomberg that it paid Cohen $150,000 payment for advice on what the outlet refers to as local accounting standards.
What?
What do you guys? What do you? How do you guys? Do you guys use parentheses, or do you use a red font for negative numbers?
How do you add? New York? How do you subtract?
Here's 150 grand for your answering our question. Thank you.
Teach me long division.
And my favorite is
good God,
evil giant pharmaceutical giant Novartis.
Ooh, yes.
Paid essential consultants 100 grand a month.
Oh my God.
For 1 year.
For what? For boner pills?
They said the payments were, quote, healthcare policy matters.
What?
Like, all this shit is after the election, BT dubs.
Oh shit.
Because that,
oh my God,
that LLC was formed just right before the money went off to Stormy.
What are they doing with this money?
Paying money to meet Donald Trump. These companies are paying Avenatti, or not Avenatti, are paying Cohen to meet with Donald Trump. My personal favorite is Novartis, which said the payments were for healthcare policy matters, but then they said any agreements with essential consultants were entered before our current CEO taking office in February. In other words, it was the last guy. It wasn't me. I didn't do anything.
Right.
I don't know what you're talking
about.
It was the last guy.
I mean, and then what happens with this money? Whatever.
What? 506.
Cohen gets it.
758. 850. 900,000. I'm adding up already.
I mean, is that a weird? I mean, the money just goes to Cohen and.
Well, how is the accounting on this? Who's paying taxes on that?
Right. And, like, what's it used for? Just having fun? Paying off women that Trump fucked?
One of the questions is, well, how did these companies know to go to Essential Consultants LLC? Were they, did they have a Craigslist ad?
I don't know.
Hey, meet the president? 100 grand a pop?
That scumbag Michael Cohen probably goes to someone and say, hey, if you want to meet the president, it costs this much. He's probably soliciting, right?
Grindr account?
Yes.
Michael Cohen torso shot?
Yeah, it's very weird. It's very weird. That's a good business, though. I mean, he's got like a client that renews $100,000 every month. He must be good at what he does, Cohen, the consulting.
Korea Aerospace Industries has been working with the American defense contractor Lockheed Martin to bid for a multi-billion-dollar contract for the U.S. Air Force.
Oh, okay.
Hmm.
Wow, now that's interesting.
So they say, look, we're going to pay this Cohen guy 100 grand, Hart 50 grand for meeting with the president.
This has nothing to do with the Russian collusion. This is different. Maybe.
Well, we got that Russian oligarch put in 500K.
Oh, man.
A source close to Cohen and close to the president confirmed that these payments did in fact happen by telling the Daily Beast, how the fuck did Avenatti find out?
Yeah. How did he find out?
Avenatti last night on the MSNBC on where he now is a permanent guest host, apparently, for Lawrence O'Donnell. Lawrence O'Donnell has Avenatti on every goddamn night.
I can see them kind of getting along. You know what I mean? Do they get along well? Or are they? Oh,
yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. Avenatti said he knows, quote, for a fact.
Couple of assholes.
That there are three suspicious activity reports filed with the Treasury Department by a bank that handled money paid to Cohen's LLC.
Oh, shit.
Banks are required to file such reports when they know or suspect the transactions involved money laundering or violate the Bank Secrecy Act.
Okay.
So payments went into this company, and at least three SARs, suspicious activity reports, were filed by the bank on three of these payments to Cohen.
Wow.
This money is suspicious.
So what happens with that report? Does anybody come talk to him, or does he just ignore it? Cohen, or?
It goes to the feds.
Right, and then they investigate.
Right, right.
Okay.
His door was kicked in, wasn't it? In several places.
True. Yeah. Right, right. Why were they so, I mean, it's just weird though. Why were they so careless?
Who?
Cohen and.
Because they're dumb.
They're dumb.
Cohen, they said, I saw another story where they said Cohen is a graduate of what's a lot of people consider, quote, the worst law school in the country. Cooley or something. I saw the name of it today. It was like
Cooley,
like box top. You get enough box tops together, you'll get a law degree.
I graduated from Cooley-O University with a law degree. Cooley-O U, baby.
So the next question is where's the money? Like you said, where'd that money go?
I don't understand. Yeah. This money gets paid, and then what?
This is the HuffPo. Where is the money now? At least $4.4 million flowed through Cohen's LLC.
Oh, shit.
Between just before the election through January.
Damn.
That's October, November, December, January. Four months.
How much?
$4.4 million.
Damn. That's a lot of money, right? I mean.
A story in the Washington Post said there is more money somewhere, but details are incomplete. Avenatti is speculating the answer is a bigger issue. Quote, it's where did the money go, he said. Challenging Cohen to release his bank statements from the LLC. There's nothing to hide here and it's all above board and it's all legal, then the documents will prove that out. People lie, documents don't.
Right.
So there you go.
So Cohen, the money got paid into his company, and then Cohen probably wrote a check on the company's checkbook and said, here you go, Schittler.
Well,
here
did a Russian oligarch cover Trump's errant jizz money?
And was this jizz money sort of payback for Trump being friendly to Russia, or what?
And maybe isn't that the way they could get their compromise on him? If there's no P tape,
yes.
What if they've got an oligarch who's like, don't worry, I will give you money to get rid of beaches.
Yeah. They got somebody ponying up the jizz money. A Russian.
And then they have the info.
Right.
God. They know that he fathered a child that was aborted. Can you imagine if that came out?
I don't know.
I don't know if the evangelicals, they might be okay with it. They might be like, he's repented. He said before he was pro-choice, and now he's changed his mind, so it's okay.
I stand by my prediction. My thought here is the only thing that would bother those wackos is if there was video of him sucking off Lexington Steel or something like that. A black man. It would have to be a black man. Sucking a black man's dick might ruin Trump. Might.
Yeah, maybe.
It might. But the abortion thing is weird. Like, think about Jim Baker and Lori finding out that Trump had an abortion. How do they square that? How much Xanax does Lori have to pop in her pie hole
Yay.
To make that okay?
Yeah. Yay.
No drama, Obama. No drama, Obama. And he's a tyrant.
Right?
Everything he did was bad. We got to make it all go away. Funny thing is, the next person who's president, if they're a progressive, oh my God, I hope, how much work are they going to have to do to undo all this garbage? All this cheating, this lying. Is damage done to our country? How are they going to fix this shit?
Well, and we've got decades of lifetime appointed judges that we're going to have to deal with.
That's not fair. That's bullshit. That's not fair. I don't give a fuck. That shouldn't be fair. Because this guy is...
And that was one of their plans all along.
He's not legitimate.
Fast track and get rid of all the rules that you can. Mitch the Bitch just got rid of the blue slip rule. And so... The fast track, that was where the senator of a state could withhold their approval of a judge nominee for their state, basically.
Right.
And the Senate would honor that.
Yes.
Like, it wouldn't happen that often, but they would, the home state, they would give you a home state advantage and say, well, if you withhold your vote, we'll let that scuttle the whole thing.
Right.
And Mitch got rid of that. Got rid of that rule. So now there's no more. Nobody can do anything about any of these judges
right.
that Trump is cramming into the system.
Let me. I have an analogy here. I'm going to push back, and I have an analogy that will make you agree with me. just kidding. If you took your car to a mechanic, and it was a fake mechanic, but you didn't know it at the time, and the mechanic replaced your engine with a giant hamburger. And now you're driving around with, instead of an engine, you have a giant hamburger in your car, and your car's not driving correctly. Now, you sue the mechanic. The mechanic goes to jail for being a fraudulent mechanic. You get rid of the mechanic. Are you still going to drive around with your big hamburger engine? Are you going to get a new fucking engine? In this analogy,
okay.
The hamburger, they're the justices and all the people he put in the car, which is our country.
I see.
So you know what I mean? Like, all these people should go away. Gorsuch should go away. All these fucking people should go away, because this is a fake president. He's filled our country with hamburger engines, and it sucks.
Eric Schneiderman, you may have heard, is no longer.
What a fucking scumbag.
Attorney General of New York. Yeah, he's a real
Schneiderman.
He's a real charmer.
Good job, dickhead.
And again, the hypocrites on the right are crowing about, oh, look at the evil Demtard. Another, he'll be the new one. They'll whip around. Wiener, they've been, you know, they use
where
that one a
Wiener?
Lot.
Where is this judge?
Well, right.
They're out. They're gone.
Right.
I mean, they're not around.
We're not running them for Senate like you guys do.
Roy Moore. Joe Arpaio.
Well, this is quite amazing. This is just how desperate these conspiracy loons are on the fucking right. This is, we played this guy before. He's a commentator, conspiracy theorist, Wayne Allen Root.
Oh,
we played him before.
Shit, right.
I'm just going to play this. Listen to what he says about Schneiderman. And then his theory.
Oh my fucking God.
Well, I want to know also.
Okay.
New York Attorney General Eric Schneiderman was perhaps the biggest Trump hater in all of America besides Robert Mueller.
Besides Robert Mueller.
Okay.
Mueller's a Trump hater, Ryan. Hates Trump. Went in there just desperate to carve up Trump.
Can I ask a question? Are we about to hear some transitive property bullshit?
You're going
to
hear some. some you're not going to guess this one.
Is it just crazy?
What else this guy thinks Schneiderman is guilty of?
Okay.
He tried to ruin Trump, just like Mueller. He sued Trump over Trump University. He was investigating Trump's son, Eric Trump, for a St. Jude charity. He tried to change the law to stop.
He sued the Trump University and won.
Right.
Trump had to pay $25 million.
Oh, shit.
He sued Eric Trump's.
Yes.
Trump Foundation,
right,
and shut them down because he found out they were not sending the money out that they claimed that they were.
Yeah.
Shut it down.
What?
So he won. So yes, he did go after that, but he's making it sound like these are witch hunts.
Just because Schneiderman, he did a bunch of bad shit. He was abusive. He hit people. He beat people. It doesn't mean that Trump's,
it doesn't negate his convictions. Yeah.
That doesn't mean Trump's charity was above board, right?
Correct.
You'd have to be insane to
investigating Trump's son, Eric Trump, for a St. Jude charity. He tried to change the law to stop President Trump from issuing presidential pardons like any other president in history. Just another unhinged, obsessed, blind with rage, Trump hating.
He tried to join other states in limiting what they think is going to be the future abuse of the pardon power by a corrupt criminal in the White House.
Yeah. And you know, Wayne, these blind rage of these Trump haters. Yeah, you're goddamn right. This guy is fucking our country up. He's racist. He's homophobic. He's a dickhead. Fuck him. This guy deserves blind rage.
Just another unhinged, obsessed, blind with rage, Trump hating liberal wacko. And of course, a self-proclaimed feminist and lover of women's rights.
Listen to how, God. Listen to the scorn dripping off of him. Feminist, lover of women's rights. What an asshole Schneiderman is.
Oh, yeah.
Think that women should have equal rights.
A lover of women's rights. Who is it? Who is it? Why wouldn't you love
these
that?
These people.
God, women have women's rights. You should love that. Their rights.
Women have too many rights.
And lover of women's rights. Except now he's just another unemployed liberal hypocrite and psycho. Ex-New York Attorney General John Schneiderman now joins
Eric Schneiderman.
This guy is
Schneiderman.
Dude, you're an asshole.
Eric Schneiderman.
What did you say, Doug?
John.
John. Okay, yeah.
John Schneider was on Dukes of Hazzard.
Well, I just said Joe Pompeo was our Secretary of State, so you know.
Ex-New York Attorney General John Schneiderman now joins ex-Democratic Congressman Anthony Weiner, ex-Democrat New York Attorney General Elliot Spitzer, and ex-movie mogul and the biggest Democratic donor in America, Harvey Weinstein.
Not the biggest donor in America. Wrong, Snowflake. Wrong, 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 wrong,
you know
wrong.
Who that is? It's evil George Soros, fuckbag.
Or Warren Buffett, maybe.
Is it really?
Or Gates.
The mogul and the biggest Democratic donor in America, Harvey Weinstein, or at least the biggest donor in Hollywood, one of the biggest in America.
Listen to the qualifier. Well, at least the biggest in Hollywood.
Oh,
well, one of the biggest in America.
It's your radio guy. Is that what this is? God, you suck.
Donor in America, Harvey Weinstein, or at least the biggest donor in Hollywood, one of the biggest in America, in the liberal woman-hater, woman-abuser club. It turns out Psycho Schneiderman channeled his obsessive hatred for Trump by beating, choking, and spitting on women.
This happened years and years ago, some of these allegations. It's not diminishing it, but he's saying he channeled his hatred for Trump. He didn't know who fucking Trump was, barely.
Well, listen, Wayne Allen Dickhead, what Schneiderman did to these women had nothing to do
with Donald Trump.
Trump.
He's a garbage person and a violent asshole.
Right. Guess what?
Channeling his hatred.
So is Donald Trump.
For Trump, yeah. Channeling his hatred for Trump into beating women.
Donald Trump is a garbage person as well.
Channeled his obsessive hatred for Trump by beating, choking, and spitting on women and threatening to murder them if they left him.
Okay. Strap in.
Yeah, okay.
Wait to see where this guy goes.
Right.
With this. Eric Schneiderman. Wayne Allen Root wants to know what you were doing on a certain date and time.
Oh, fuck.
Where was Schneiderman on the night DNC staffer Seth Rich was murdered?
God.
Seth Rich.
Is he saying that Schneiderman murdered Seth Rich?
Yeah, Schneiderman in his Trumpian rage. Beating the shit out of women left and right. Well, of course he would sneak down to Washington, D.C. one night at 3 in the morning, follow some guy home, and shoot him.
Yeah.
Because he WikiLeaked.
How do you WikiLeak? How does this guy even think of this?
I don't know. That's how desperate they are.
It's like, usually, here's how I picture right-wing nut jobs. They walk around with a bucket, and in the bucket, there's little slips of paper. And on the slips of paper, there's words like Benghazi, Fast and the Furious, Eric Holder, Obama, Hillary,
Deep State,
Bill, Deep State,
Globalists,
Mark Rich,
Chimera.
Yeah, Chimera. Come on.
Threatening to murder them.
God damn it. I got his fucking name wrong. Seth Rich. I knew I did. What did I say?
Mark Rich.
Mark.
Where was Schneiderman on the night DNC staffer Seth Rich was murdered? Because that's the first thing that came to mind with me.
Why?
Who killed Seth Rich? Well, this guy's threatening to murder women. He beats him. He spits on him. He chokes him. Says he's going to murder you. Maybe he's the guy.
Maybe he's the guy. Spits on him. Chokes him. That's the first thing I thought of. Where was, maybe OJ is innocent. What was Schneiderman doing that night? Nicole was killed.
I think he must have pulled that name out of a hat. And he Mad Libs it. Benghazi. You know, Seth Rich.
Neck snapping. Who would ever think?
I don't know. Ping Pong Pizzagate.
Right.
Sandy Hook Truther. All of it.
Because that's the first thing that came to mind with me.
Because you're wacko.
Who killed Seth Rich? Well, this guy's threatening to murder women. He beats him. He spits on him. He chokes him. Says he's going to murder you. Maybe he's the guy.
So there are dummies listening to this that are going to be now in their tiny little double-celled brains.
Double-celled? Double-celled? Well, wow.
They have to walk. That
I mean, barely. They barely think.
That they're now thinking, oh.
Seth Rich.
You know what I heard? I heard that New York Jew guy, that Schneiderman, killed that Seth Rich guy.
I thought you were going to say that Schneider. I thought this dude was going to say Schneiderman and Mueller used to like double team women together and beat them and tie them up and shit.
You can't. You could never. Schneiderman ordered the stand down in Benghazi. I want to know what he was doing that night. I just thinking.
Did he really?
Well, I'm thinking like Wayne Allen Root.
Oh, right. He might have. Why not? It's possible. Were you there? You don't know.
What an embarrassment this country has become with people like Wayne Allen Root and all these conspiracy theorists. It's just humiliating, Wayne, to admit I'm an American at times.
Send your resume to Donald. Maybe you can get an ambassadorship somewhere. Maybe.
Sure, why not?
Who? Where did this guy come from for Germany? Fox?
Who?
That dude from the ambassador to Germany?
Former Fox commentator.
Yes. And the thing I mean, Scott Brown, if you get the ambassadorship to New Zealand, here's how I would understand it. This is called a don't fuck it up job, right? What kind of policies do we need to lobby New Zealand for? I can't imagine. You know, you got, and Scott,
like I said, how do you fuck up the ambassadorship to New Zealand?
You know, the best thing about New Zealand is, you know what it is? There's no snakes. They don't have any snakes on that island, that country. And that's a great thing. And don't fuck that up. You live in a place, there's no snake. You're not going to get bit by a snake. You're not going to see a snake. You're never going to see a snake. Now, don't go swimming. That would be stupid.
Apparently, there's some hot New Zealand women, though, hanging around at the embassy. God.
What a fucking pig. What a pig. I mean, staring at somebody's tits so hard, they notice. Yeah, notice. God, Scott, are you an adult? Is he an adult?
Scott Brown?
Is he an adult?
He's an asshole. He's the one who, on the night he won, was like, remember? He was like, here, check out my hot daughters. Anybody want to fuck them? Kind of, remember, he was that guy.
Oh my God, I forgot about that. I forgot about that. At least, did he move his whole family to fucking New Zealand, or did his daughters get some respite from their dumbass dad?
I hope they got away. I hope they're in college or whatever and got away from their creepy, brotastic fuck dad.
It sucks that you're fuck dad. Hey, fuck daddy. It sucks that you get New Zealand. That's a beautiful place. I've never been, but damn, it sounds nice. The only thing that sucks is like the flight over. I mean, God, how long is that flight? It's got to be long, you know?
Oh, yeah, a long time.
Oh, God. You get there and there's no snakes.
Sad news.
Sad.
Don Blankenship did not win.
Damn it. That sucks.
Did not win the nomination to be the Republican candidate for Senate in West Virginia.
You know, that
Republicans fucking breathing a sigh of relief.
I'm so sorry. Do we still have him save China people somewhere? It's the funniest thing ever.
You're his China personnel.
In honor of this murderous dickhead that lost. How did he lose? He's a perfect Republican. I don't know. He lost the primary, right?
Yes. Ugh. Well, he could run as an independent.
Please.
I guess. Oh, he can't. He can only.
No.
They don't have. They have a lucky loser law in West Virginia, so he can't run. He can't change his party and run as independent, but he can run a. He can run a write-in.
Oh, Cocaine Mitch. The guy that brought us Cocaine Mitch is going to be out of the news. God, I fucking hate that.
So, Mitch McConnell's super PAC. At Team Mitch. Team Mitch.
How could
anyone identify as Team Mitch? What about Mitch McConnell could you look at and be like, I want to be on his team?
The guy called him Cocaine Mitch. Nobody looks more asleep than that motherfucker.
Well, there's a promo from Narcos.
Yes.
That was who was the bad guy in Narcos?
Escobar, Pablo Escobar, like standing in an explosion of cocaine, like it looks like a snowstorm. And Mitch McConnell's pack tweeted out a picture of Mitch in the cocaine haze, and it says, "Thanks for playing, Don."
Team Mitch did that.
They're totally trolling Don. Yeah,
oh,
from cocaine
God.
Mitch. Don't make me like you, Republicans. Stop that.
I do love that. That thing when he says China people. I mean, it's. I mean, what? Why? Why would he say China people? That was a choice, though. That wasn't a slip up. Instead of saying Chinese, I mean, I don't know.
Well, the explanation was much better. There's people from China. There's people from everywhere. Yeah. There's people from everywhere. I don't know what you're talking
dumb
about.
Dumb as fuck.
There's people from everywhere.
You're dumb as fucking fuck. By the way, shout out to Not So Polite Radical just twatted in. Where do you find these deranged cunt bags? And why do they always... Oh, yeah. Yeah. Why do they always have three fucking names? Wayne, Alan, Rue.
Oh, right. Yeah.
What's the other one? We have another one? Wayne LaPierre. No, that's two names. I said Wayne LaPierre.
Here is Don Blankenship's concessions.
Another deranged? Yeah, he's right. You're right, Not So Polite Radical. This guy's a deranged fucking cunt. A cunt bag.
Wayne Alan Root, yeah.
My advisors tell me that it's time to concede, so we're conceding the election. My understanding is it's Patrick Morphy, Attorney General. Again, the only thing I can tell you is I did what I could do to try to help the state get out of the 50th position economically and out of the first position in terms of drug overdose deaths. Mm. And we had a lot of successes during my time, you know, since 2004 and before that, even back in 85.
A lot of successes.
Converting the power in West Virginia away from
A lot of successes. 29 dead miners. Save some money. We had a lot of successes saving some money on safety features. We told the government to fuck off and not tell us that we have to make our minds safe. You don't have to tell me what to do.
Didn't they die in an explosion?
Yeah.
He
was found guilty of dodging safety measures.
I mean, so we have to say good job, West Virginia, for not voting for this guy in the primary. Now, listen, I don't know anything about the fucking dickhead that won. I'm sure he's...
Well, he came in third also. So
he lost.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. China
people.
Well,
he got 20%.
Yeah. Oh, my God. He got 20%. Did we hear him say China people yet?
He got 20% of the vote.
He killed 30 people in an explosion. They probably died underground, buried to death. Oh my God. And he got 20% of the fucking vote. What the fuck is wrong with people? God, you're right. They're cunt bags.
We
didn't hear him say that. We didn't hear him say China people yet in that clip.
So I want to switch gears now.
I don't believe he says it.
What?
In that clip. This is his, let me finish. This is his,
is this his concession?
Concession
speech? Is he sad?
Of converting the power in West Virginia away.
How could you tell?
God.
He's got all the emotions of a stone.
You're like, this guy is similar to Mitch. Like, they both are horrible speakers. And honestly, and I mean this in the nicest way possible, they're both ugly as fuck. You know what I mean? Like, look at this guy. I mean, I'm sorry. Can we be mean to a guy that killed 29 people because of negligence? He's ugly as fuck. He's an ugly fucking guy. He's an ugly fucking cunt bag. You know what I mean? Fuck him. Fuck you, cocaine man.
From the far left, it concerns me. The Republican Party needs to be careful about being hijacked by candidates that don't represent the moral values of what we hope the Republican Party is. But in any event, it didn't work out. I'm being asked, of course, whether some of the things we did, whether it's cocaine Mitch or whether it's some of the other criticisms of Mitch McConnell or whether it's China people made the difference. I really don't think so. I think if there was any single factor based on the polling at different times.
He did say China people.
In what kind of concession speech do you say cocaine Mitch?
And China people.
People are wondering if the shitty stuff I said had anything to do with it. I don't.
Hi, West Virginia. If anybody, is anybody listening from West Virginia? I don't know what to tell you. You, even the progressive guy, he sucks. Joe Manchin sucks. Now, is anybody not suck that's running your state? I am so sorry for you. I mean, God, you're awash in opioids. They need somebody. West Virginia needs somebody that's not this guy.
Hi, I'm Don Blankenship, candidate for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message.
Swamp Captain Mitch McConnell has created millions of jobs for China people. While doing so, Mitch has gotten rich. In fact, his China family has given him tens.
His China family. For the China people.
In fact, his China family.
Okay, here's the rest of his concession speech.
People made the difference. I really don't think so. I think if there was any single factor based on the polling at different times, the debate and all the things I saw, it was probably more likely President Trump's, lack of endorsement. I don't know what to call it, but
he's blaming Trump. He's blaming Trump for losing.
Oh, my God.
It wasn't the China people. It wasn't Cocaine Mitch.
Yeah, yeah.
I think it was President Trump.
And all the things I saw, it was probably more likely President Trump's, lack of endorsement. I don't know what to call it, but don't vote for Don tweet. But then again, I can't justify that with any analysis or any actual numbers. And as the guys that know me well, if I stand over here, they know I'm a numbers guy, so I don't like guessing. But in any event, I don't know what else it would have been that would, unless the polls were just way off. I hope that people respect what I did. I know I have a reputation as being radical, and I've told people that you don't make fundamental change if you're not radical, according to Webster's Dictionary. So I feel very good about the effort we made, very bad about the fact that we failed West Virginians. Somehow we couldn't convince them.
There you go. Poor Don.
I mean, Don, I think you're thinking about this wrong. Your negligence was responsible, and a court decided it, that you were responsible for the deaths of 29 people are not on the planet anymore. Their families don't have those people in their lives, right? Because of you. But yet you got 20% of the people to vote for you in West Virginia. I think you should be happy with that. I think you did. I mean, it's fucked up, but you did a good job. I don't know how you did it. Right? He got 20% of the vote, and he's a piece of shit.
In a statement today, Blankenship refused to endorse the winner, Attorney General Patrick Morrisey. He insisted President Trump only opposed him because the establishment misinformed the president.
Oh, God.
The real eye-opener came at the end. P.S. Mitch McConnell's cocaine tweet is just more proof that he is not an American person, Blankenship said in the statement. Thousands die from cocaine use year after year, and he thinks it's funny that his family's shipping business hauls cocaine on the high seas. It is not funny. It is sickening. By the way, it wasn't coke. It's heroin. He doesn't even have the drug right.
Well, okay. Heroin Mitch, cocaine Mitch. A cocaine Mitch is better. That sounds better. I mean, wait.
McConnell's
Mitch
political aides.
American? He is an American?
McConnell's political aides taunted Blankenship late Tuesday night with an image inspired by the Netflix hit show Narcos, which is about Colombian drug kingpin Pablo Escobar. The image shows McConnell surrounded by a white powdery substance, clearly intended to be cocaine, along with the words, "Thanks for playing, Don."
God damn. I mean...
I think it's kind of funny. I hate the fact that I'm laughing at something that Mitch McConnell's people did, but
that is totally fucked up.
Lemon is kind of funny.
Right.
Don Blankenship, we're sad.
Yay.
So now Manchin may actually have a race on his hands now.
God. That he didn't even know. It's like this guy didn't even know who he was running against. Why do you go after Cocaine Mitch? I mean, you weren't running against Cocaine Mitch. Mitch McConnell's not in your state. But he's like, Mitch, he's not even American. Is he a China?
He's a China person. He's not an American person. He's a China person.
You're a China people. People. So dumb.
thing.
Don't people in West Virginia deserve better choices?
You guys are doing great, Republicans. Bang up job. You guys are in a great herd on your side.
Really good.
Good Christ.
China people.
Don't forget, if you want to help us out here at Screaming Liberal Media, buy shit through our Amazon hole, crabdiving.com/Amazon. Bookmark that shit. Every time you go, we get a little commission. Thanks to those that do. We appreciate it.
We get paid, baby. Just like Cocaine Mitch
from Trump's America. China people.
And he's like, he's selling cocaine on the hashish.
Trump's America. He doesn't seem to care that he is selling, that his family is selling cocaine on the high seas. People, I don't think it's funny. People die every day from cocaine addiction.
But it's heroin.
Trump's America.
Fuck you, boy.
This one has fired up the angry and eager to express their own Second Amendment rights liberals
boy.
On our Facebook page.
Oh,
I noticed.
God.
Facebook.com/crabdiving. I feel the sentiments, though.
Yeah, listen, that one story. Mm-hmm. Do you see that note I sent you the other night, last night? I was reading some comments you had to hide on that one
some
meme.
Some comments were less than
God
civil, yeah.
Damn, guys. Ooh, shit. Angry libs.
The Southern Maryland, Culvert County, Maryland.
Eat my dick.
And you think Maryland, you think, you know, I don't know, civilization, but apparently there's pockets of Trumpists everywhere. Uncivilized Trumpists.
China people.
It says here from, I'm reading from WJLA, Washington, D.C.'s ABC affiliate.
Oh.
Huntingtown, Maryland.
Right.
There's a lot to read these days when you drive down Solomon's Island Road in Calvert County. Politicians looking for votes, businesses looking for customers, and then one sign at Bowie Shop Road is turning a lot of heads.
Okay.
The billboard says in big red letters, "Hey, liberals."
Right.
"Better get your guns if you try to impeach President Trump."
Oh, shit.
And at the bottom it says, "From all your deplorables in Calvert County."
Oh, okay. Oh, my God. They love it.
"Better grab your guns if you try to impeach." Impeach, a legal process. So Mueller comes up with enough information and enough evidence that even the asshole Republicans, enough of them in the House, try to vote to impeach. These un-American violent scumbags are ready to grab their guns to protect their orange shit leader.
But, like, okay. Well, and then do what? Go to the
shoot us all.
But what?
Kill all the libtards who are trying to remove Trump.
I just don't understand. Okay, Mueller. I don't know. Trump gets impeaches. Where do you go with your gun to fight? Where is the front? Where is the war?
Well, right.
I don't get it.
Right.
Impeaches.
Local resident Michelle Rinker was interviewed. "I love the billboard. We're conservative. There's a lot of corruption that's happened in this country. I don't think it's threatening.
You grab
better
your gun.
Get your guns if you try to impeach the president." What?
Someone says, "Go get a tomato. Go get a pillow. Go get a gun. Which one is the most? A gun.
Fetch the comfy chair."
Right. No, go get
like
the gun.
The Spanish Inquisition.
Yes. I mean, what the fuck? Is that a Monty Python?
It's a Monty Python reference.
"Fetch the fancy, the comfy chair."
Yes.
Monty Python.
Kelly Mazzella, another local resident, says, "I'm a Republican, but I think it's a little offensive. I think you can persuade people on the topics and not insult them."
Oh, thank you. It's a little offensive. Go grab your gun.
One woman didn't want to be shown on camera.
Okay.
Said her son, young son, was frightened by it. "I hate that billboard. I think it's very threatening. I don't like it at all."
Right.
Billboard's been up for a couple of weeks all over social media.
number for the owner posted on the sign. It says goes unanswered.
Right.
Calvert County Sheriff's Office now has been flooded with phone calls.
Fuck you.
Some people complaining about the sign. Others complaining about the complaints about the sign.
Oh, my God. So, wait a second. So people, you got the sign that says, go grab your gun. And then people say, oh, my God, it's violent. Now people are complaining that people are complaining about the fucking violent sign. So now you can't even have an opinion about the fucking sign.
The sheriff spoke to the owner, who has agreed when he comes back from out of town to at least change it. Change it. And the story closes out with Michelle Rinker again, who said she loved it, saying, if you attempt to take down a good president, there's going to be a problem.
Okay, well, I'll think about it like this. Maybe he's not a good president. He's not. What was good about him?
So there you go.
Oh, God. These they love are, that are, deplorable thing.
They're itching. Itching to kill people, to yes. kill fellow Americans.
Grab your gun.
The subhumans of the Trump cult.
This is who our president emboldens.
Right.
He's a Donald Trump is a role model for the grab your gun crowd.
Imagine a sign, hey, conservatards.
When
Obama, you question his. Question his birth certificate one more time. You better grab your guns. Right. They'd have a Fox and Friends hour dedicated to the whole thing. Look at the violence on the left, the violent image. They want to kill hardworking, wonderful Americans.
And we're the fucking snowflake.
Yeah.
And we're the fucking snowflakes. That is nuts, dude. They're the fucking snowflakes, man.
They may,
you guys are the fucking snowflakes.
And they, you know, don't be confused that liberals don't have guns, by the way.
Yeah,
snowflakes they over guns, there because guys, a lot of commenters commenting, bring it.
Great. It.
And our targets are a lot wider and a lot whiter.
Right. Okay.
A lot easier to hit.
Nobody needs guns. Nobody needs them. Nobody needs them. We don't need guns. Liberals, please. No guns, okay? Oh, God.
Sonia says, I'm a proud Democrat. Guess what? I have my own guns, and I've been shooting since I was 8. So come ahead, morons. Nobody's scared.
Great. Wonderful.
David says, point of fact, many of us are armed. Being progressive doesn't make one oblivious to the world in which one lives. Carl says, he's locked and loaded. Bring it on, you sick fucks.
Great. Wonderful. Everyone's locked and loaded. God damn.
Bill has a point. Hey, dipshits, we have this thing called the U.S. military. Oh, so yeah, bring yeah, it.
Yeah. Right. That's fine.
But what Mark they? Says me and a few hundred of my military friends will be more than happy to oblige. So, I mean, there you go.
Great. Everybody's locked and loaded. Everybody's ready to go. And everybody's in the bring it mode. Bring it.
But Lola agrees with you. Who are they going to shoot? Like, yeah, who are you going to shoot?
Where is the fight? Who do you go get? And have you been listening to the fucking show? This is not a good president.
Correct.
Good presidents don't have a lawyer that's got some weird fucking shell company that's funneling in Russian oligarch fucking jizz money, right?
John posted a meme that says, the South will rise again. You're right. The South is on the rise. They lead the country in teen pregnancy, high school dropouts, corruption, gun deaths, welfare use, and meth labs.
No,
keep
God.
Up the good work, conservatives.
Yay! Fuck yeah!
So, there you go. Yay.
What the fuck,
yay,
man?
America.
What the fucking fuck?
The, So we'll let you know what's going on there. Calvert County. What a sign to put up.
What is it?
I would love to find to talk to the person that made the sign and thought, well, here's a great idea. I'm gonna put up a billboard that says, hey liberals.
It's expensive.
You better
billboards are expensive.
Grab your guns if you try to impeach this president.
Grab your guns, deplorables. They got their guns. They're grabbing their guns. You don't need to tell these lunatics to grab their guns. First of all, They don't know where they are. They forgot their gun. They left their gun in the shoe section at fucking Walmart or on the toilet tank at a Lowe's Hardware.
Right.
They are at the top of their car. They forget. They don't know where their fucking guns are. Grab your guns, deplorables. Fuck you, boy. How disturbing.
It's been a few days since we had an Alex Jones clip.
Oh, shit.
Let's remedy that.
Right.
And this one, this one I listened to ahead of time. And it's well worth it. The funny part about this is there's a candidate.
Yes.
In fucking Idaho.
Right.
No offense to the sane people in Idaho, but like, I don't see a lot of great stories that come out of Idaho politics.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's not forget Idaho. Two of the big stories we've done on Idaho are the gag rule. Idaho, wasn't that the state where
activists, the whistleblower thing?
The activists got a job at a factory farm, and they found out that the animals were treated criminally horribly to the point where people went to jail for the abuse that they were heaping upon these animals. And they took secret video of these people and all their abuses. But then the Idaho legislature, one hand spreading their ass cheeks apart to big ag, and the other hand voting. They voted in the Idaho legislature to make that illegal. Going undercover, taking a job undercover to expose the abuses of a company. They made that illegal. They tried to equate those people to domestic terrorists.
Just say, at some point, you just have to say, listen, I want to do bad shit, and I want you to let me do bad shit, okay?
That's the Republican mantra.
And also, fuck off. I mean, just say it. Just say it.
They kind of are.
Right, they are. Mission accomplished.
So this guy is a lunatic, religious right. He's a conspiracy theorist. Ugh. He's as crazy as they come. So, of course, he's running for office as a Republican.
In Iowa.
In Idaho.
Oh, sorry, Idaho.
To the House of Representatives in Idaho's 1st Congressional District.
Ooh.
He was on with hard-hitting journalist Alex Jones. Shows you who this guy is. He goes on Alex Jones.
Yeah, yeah. I would be like, hey, Alex, are you throwing any chairs today? I want to know.
So this is hilarious. I don't know. I found this funny. This guy's nuts.
Yes.
The big quote out of this is that he says, if you elect me, I'll be like a ranting Alex Jones on the floor of the Congress.
Oh, great.
Which part of me is like, if it weren't for the fact that the country was a shithole right now, I would be like, bring it. Bring it on.
That would be great clips for us. But
right now,
we don't need to think.
Yeah,
like
we
that.
Don't need people it's like this. Like, but the funny part is, listen to this guy try to talk and Alex keeps interrupting.
Alex.
The guy keeps trying to get a sentence out.
Alex, what's the point of having a fucking guest?
Alex keeps jumping in, not letting the guy talk.
He's like
there
Chris
to,
Matthews.
He's there to push his candidacy.
Oh, a lot of the Republicans are totally clueless. And, you know, it's like when they go to D.C., it's like they have their signs surgically removed. They're constantly compromising on anything. They've been compromising for...
This is the guy running. A lot of the Republicans are constantly compromising. And this is what I consider un-American.
He sounds crazy.
He's screaming and yelling about the fact that congressmen go to Congress and then get shit done by compromising with the other members. They recognize the fact that there are 434 other members of Congress there that also get a vote. And that sometimes you got to give a little, get a little, and get shit done. This is another one of these assholes who is like, no compromise.
Oh,
you go
God.
There and you don't compromise one bit.
Fuck you, boy.
From Idaho.
Goddamn, from fucking Idaho, man.
so long, they don't believe in anything anymore. That's why we need to send people to Washington that aren't just right on the issues, but that are willing to fight. And if I go to Congress, I mean, we very well understand I'm going to be the most hated member of Congress in all of Washington.
So this is what Trump ran on. Yeah, Everybody's going to hate me. I'm going to blow up the whole system. Everyone's going to hate me. And it's the fuck you vote.
Yeah, yeah. He's the big man. You know what I mean? Yeah. The big tough guy.
The fuck you vote.
Yeah. He's like the Sopranos.
So everyone's going to hate me.
Yeah.
How's that going to work? How are you serving the people of Idaho if everybody in Congress hates you?
Can you imagine Barack Obama is like, hey, guys, this is what I'm running on. Everybody's going to hate me.
Right. And how is that helping your constituents?
Hey, listen, I'm going to represent you. The guy representing you is going to be universally hated by everybody.
And
that's
I'm not
going to
vote for anything.
Yeah. So what are you going to do? Are you just going to be a lunatic?
That was the whole Tea Party caucus. That's that whole freedom fucking
obstructionist,
caucus.
Obstructionists, right?
Right.
That's Paul Our way Ryan, or the highway. Right? When Paul Ryan was, you know, when Obama was president, that's what they did. That's what the fucking Republicans did. Fuck you.
So listen to when Alex starts
on the issues, but that are willing to fight. And if I go to Congress, I mean, we very well understand I'm going to be the most hated member of Congress in all of Washington, D.C.
Oh, it'd be beautiful if you were there because instead of just educating folks in Idaho by running, and you are in a close second place in a seven-way race. But if you get there, imagine you up there on C-SPAN, on national TV, everywhere, going through the New World Order, going through the TPP, going through the Department of Education. It would really be a good thing.
Oh, and I'll go right to the floor of the House of Representatives, and I'll start ranting like Alex Jones. You guys know me right from the floor of the House of Representatives. So if you want to see that, we have this opportunity to defeat the globalists one seat at a time.
Oh, and I'm saying, don't be like the Democrats. And if your mom, your dad, your cousin, your brother, whatever died the last few years on the voter roll, do not go in and vote in their name.
Don't be like the Democrats. Don't be like the Democrats. We're not saying you should go cheat, but...
Yeah, yeah.
I'm saying you should go cheat. This is where he goes with this.
Right, right. Wait a second. Is this guy running saying he's going to go after the globalists?
Oh, yeah, yeah, sure.
And if your mom, your dad, your cousin, your brother, whatever died the last few years on the voter roll, do not go in and vote in their name. And I'm not being tongue-in-cheek. We really shouldn't become the enemy. But go catch illegals or, you know, folks vote in the name of dead people. Just
go catch them. He wants people to fucking go hang out at the go I'll go catch people. Make sure you catch illegals voting or people voting 7 or 8 times. Make sure you do that, but don't do it yourself.
It's like he's got a net. It's like you're running around with a butterfly net. I'm trying to catch illegals voting.
Name and I'm not being tongue in cheek. We really shouldn't become the enemy. But go catch illegals or you know folks voting the name of dead people. Just make sure you get out and you vote, and because you know they're gonna pull some hanky panky.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. But the beautiful thing is the primaries, we can have so much more of an impact than the general election. Because in our primary.
But that is an issue.
The primary.
Good God, man.
Alex isn't listening. Alex is on his own.
Yeah, he's.
In the general election. Because in our primary.
But that is an issue. The Democrats are giving driver's licenses all over the country to illegals to vote. They're doing all this. And then we as libertarians or Christians, we don't cheat.
What did this guy say about cheating? What did this asshole Michael Snyder?
I don't know.
Where did he mention anything about cheating? That's all Alex has on his mind now is cheating. Well, you know, don't be like the Democrats. Don't go out there and find your dead aunt, and your dead uncle, and your dead cousin, and your dead mom, and all them, and vote like them. Don't be. I mean, you know, go out and catch those people that are doing that.
But. I mean, don't you want to push back a little bit? Listen, Alex, you're saying Christians and you don't cheat.
Oh, of course not.
Okay, well, thanks.
The Democrats are giving driver's licenses all over the country to illegals to vote. They're doing all this. And then we as libertarians or Christians, we don't cheat. Okay, I agree. We shouldn't cheat. But we need to start prosecuting these people that are caught cheating.
Yeah, we need to restore the rule of law in this country. That's why I'm the only one.
I'll be honest, though. I've really thought.
Alex isn't even looking at him.
Yeah.
He's looking straight ahead. Alex is not looking at this guy. Alex is off in, oh my God,
Alex is the star. In this situation,
the Democrats cheat.
Alex is the star here.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay, I agree. We shouldn't cheat. But we need to start prosecuting these people that are caught cheating.
Yeah, we need to restore the rule of law in this country. That's why I'm the only one.
I'll be honest, though. I've really thought about it. Because if conservatives started cheating, we'd be much better than Democrats at it. And I mean, in a certain level, man, I think about cheating.
If the conservatives started cheating, we'd be much better at it. That's something you're supposed to say pridefully, I guess.
It's a weird thing to say. The conservatives.
Nobody could be better at being dishonest than us.
And I don't know if that's the truth. I mean, because we're watching Trump and he's very dishonest, right? And he cheats. And it seems to, I mean, he's still president. He's still in charge, but it seems to be unraveling.
I'm the only one. I'll be honest though. I've really thought about, because if conservatives started cheating, we'd be much better than Democrats at it. And I mean, in a certain level, man, I think about cheating because they're cheating and I'm not going to cheat. I'm being honest here, but I think about it.
I'm not going to cheat, but I think about it. I got to be honest. It's really a struggle.
Damn. I mean, I'm got to be honest. All I'm going to do is talk and you're going to sit there and listen. Good God, dude.
That shows that they're ethics free.
Right. They don't fucking care.
Machiavellian. I think about it. Think about cheating.
Oh, my God. That's good. Damn. He is the right-wing nut jobs, Chris Matthews, kind of, you know?
Alex Jones, everybody.
Does not let anyone have a word in edgewise.
Thanks for joining us. We only got a couple minutes left here on El Big Show.
Right.
El Show Grande.
Oh, oui, oui. Fuck you.
En Espanol.
Wow.
Novartis is now trending on the Twitter. That's the evil PharmaCorp, because there's a new report out.
Yes. Well, they gave that money to the shell company, right?
Yeah. That says, according to a source within the company, Michael Cohen approached them last year and let them know he could set up meetings between the company and the Trump administration.
Wow.
Including the president himself.
Damn, how much? How much to beat Schittler?
The source said, quote, he reached out to us with the new administration coming in. Basically, all the traditional contacts disappeared, and they were all new players. We were trying to find an inroad into the administration. Cohen promised access to not just Trump, but also the circle around him. It was almost as if we were hiring him as a lobbyist.
Oh, my God. And so the president's personal lawyer is a lobbyist.
They say Cohen is not a registered lobbyist, which could put the company's payment to him in murky legal territory.
Wow.
The source would not explain why it agreed to pay Cohen a full $1.2 million without proof that he could really deliver this access to Trump.
Damn. Wait, they paid him? They paid him and they didn't know he could deliver.
I guess.
Damn. Novartis, do they make a lot of money? Or?
As it turned out, Cohen could not secure Novartis the access it desired, meaning they spent over $1 million for nothing. The source says this episode was clearly a mistake.
So is Michael Cohen working on his own? Is he like, oh, shit, I can make some money here. I'm going to talk to AT&T.
That's what I'm sure that's what Trump is going to say. And that's what might end up bringing this whole thing down is that he's worried about Cohen flipping, which, again, why would you worry about anybody flipping if there's nothing that you did wrong for which to be flipped upon?
Right.
If you did nothing wrong, if you were to flip on me.
Right.
What? Go ahead. What have I done? Go ahead. I got nothing.
Know. I'm flipping. I'm not really a flipper. I'm more of a somersault.
You know what I mean? Honest. It's like, there's, okay, go ahead, right. Sing. There's nothing.
But.
There's nothing for me.
But I think it might be different for Trump and Cohen.
Well, right, exactly. That's why. It's like when Trump tweets out, Michael Cohen wouldn't flip. Why would that be a consideration for you, Donnie?
I don't know. And you know, it's funny. People always use the expression, well, you know, Michael Cohen knows where all the bodies are buried. And I sort of think, do they mean that literally?
I don't know.
Do they mean that literally?
So that's Novartis now is the latest.
What do they do at Novartis? Boner pills? Propecia? No, Propecia sure makes they Propecia.
Jack
right?
up the prices of stuff.
Jack it up, just like you might do when you were a Greek in the armies and the people used to come along and
today's
massage.
Today's really quick, Trump's America.
Fuck you!
Comes to us from Yale.
Oh, okay.
The college.
Oui, oui.
A white Yale graduate student reported one of her black classmates to campus police for napping in a dorm common room.
Oh, shit. Taking a nap?
In the common room of the dorm during exam week.
We're going to have to arrest you for sleeping while black. Sleeping? What the fuck is wrong with us?
Yale Daily News reported graduate student Lolade Sionbola.
Nine.
She took videos of the incident, including her interactions with the woman that called campus police on her, as well as the officers themselves. Okay. The white woman, they showed a picture of her or video of her shortly after she calls police. She says, I have every right to call the police.
Oh, my God.
And I have every right to call the police. and then the cops, they weren't total assholes.
This person's napping.
The woman says,
oh my God.
They say, we need to make sure you belong here. We need to see your ID. She says, I deserve to believe here. I paid tuition like everybody else. I am not going to justify my existence here.
Right.
She says, okay, look, this is my apartment. Here's my dorm room. I'm going to open it. And she takes her key and she opens it up and she goes, I live here. There you go, guys.
I live here.
And they still interrogated her for 15 minutes.
What?
And they demanded her ID. And then they were upset because her name is spelled wrong in the Yale database. So it took a minute, like with her name fucked up and stuff.
But meanwhile, she had her key.
She lives in that dorm.
Well,
but she's
black.
The audacity to be sitting, taking a nap in the common area while black.
This is so fucked up.
And she says that this asshole that called the police on her did it to one of her friends before, who was lost on campus. And this woman called the cops on her because it was a black person walking around.
Oh my God. How disgusting. How fucked up.
Trump's America, everybody.
Perfect, guys. Good job, everyone. Nice work.
Yeah. Great job. Shit. Oh, shit. We got to go. Thanks for joining us. Back tomorrow for the Thursday edition of Crab Diving Live, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 on the Eastern Type Coast. Yay. We're on iTunes. We're on Stitcher. We're at crabdiving.com. Ryan's doing some comedy soon. Find out where and when. Go to his Twitter feed at RatedRComedy, his Instagram at RatedRComedy. Go to his website, which is RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile. Please clap.
Have a great evening, everybody. Back with more bullshittery tomorrow.
Black Lives Matter.
Leave me the fuck alone.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.